This week, you also reported on Odyssey Charter School. Its probation quietly ended in late May. Can you tell us a little bit about how this was resolved and where Odyssey goes from here?
Okay. Well, when Odyssey was placed on probation last July, the Department of Education listed 12 conditions related to the school's bylaws, plus five other conditions that had to be satisfied at various dates leading up to this June 30th. The bylaws changes that were ordered focused on ending the permanent controlling interest that had been given to the organization that founded the school, and also removing sections of the bylaws that appeared to create conflicts of interest for board members. Another key provision required the school to recover more than $90,000 that the state said was spent on purposes that were inconsistent with the school's charter. Now, the bylaws were changed to the satisfaction of the State Department of Education, and the $90,000 issue was resolved with Odyssey agreeing to give back that amount from the state's annual appropriation to the school. There were also provisions there relating to improving transparency, especially on budget and spending items, and strengthening communications with the school's stakeholders. All of those conditions were satisfied by mid-May. The probation was officially ended late last month, and so now, in that context, Odyssey is going to be able to move forward with a clean slate.
How about Odyssey's strained relationship with the neighboring charter school, Academia Antonio Alonso?
That's kind of interesting because, as we were talking about, these probation issues a moment ago, in mid-January, Odyssey was still trying to resolve a number of those things when a new controversy arose over statements that had been made by some members of the Odyssey Board of Education, the Board of Directors. The board was at this time was discussing traffic congestion issues that occurred at the pickup and drop-off times for Odyssey and Academia Antonio Alonso, which you may realize is a dual-language Spanish-English charter school that rents a building from Odyssey on the Odyssey campus. Now, Academia has a large Latino population, and the statements that stirred up the controversy were joking remarks made about building a wall to solve the traffic problems. And then in the very next month, the state started another formal review of the school. Academia officials started talking about moving to a new location, and eventually four of Odyssey's board members, including the board president, resigned their positions. Now, the controversy has died down, possibly because those people who were responsible for those insensitive remarks are no longer on the board. Odyssey's current board president tells me that Academia's leaders haven't brought up this issue at all in their recent conversations. Now, we're really, while it looks as though maybe all of this has blown over, has passed by, but we're not going to know for sure whether all is well until November, because November is the deadline date that's set for Academia to tell Odyssey whether it intends to renew its lease on the building. That lease actually expires next June 30th.
Despite all of this, this was not entirely a gloomy year for Odyssey, was it?
Well, no, it wasn't. As you said, as we know, it was a kind of a time for celebration. The probation was lifted at the end of May, and then the school held its first commencement exercises on June 13th, awarding high school diplomas to 60 graduates. So that at least shows that Odyssey has developed some continuity. Some of these kids who graduated started at the school in kindergarten or first grade, a good 12 years ago. They certainly deserve congratulations for their accomplishments.